bright, say come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come, today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is and is to come. Come, King of kings, come, Lord of lords. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come, today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings, come, Lord of lords.
Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord.
One night while I was sleeping, I had a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Jerusalem. dream was changed.
The streets
no longer rang as with the glad hosannas that the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, and the morn was cold and chilled as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up the gates and sing. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna to your King.
And once again, my dreams changed. New earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the crystal sea. The light of God was on its streets, and the gates were open wide, that all who would might enter, and no one was denied. No need of moon or the stars by night, for the sun to shine by day. For it was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. It was
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord.
I believe in the sun. I believe in the risen one. I believe I overcome by the power of His blood. Amen. Amen. I'm alive. I'm alive because He lives. Amen. Covered in sin and shame, I heard mercy call my name. He rolled the sun away. Amen. Amen. I'm alive. I'm alive because He lives. Amen.
I'm alive because
eternity. Why don't we sing a song of praise? Just lift your voice tonight, giving your life a fresh breath. Your plans and dreams, your purpose, give it up to Jesus.
And join with me as one.
There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. There's a day that's drawing near, when this darkness breaks to light, and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eye. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is I will rise.
praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus Christ is our pastor, the Holy Spirit our guide, and of course, Abba, Father, our creator. Welcome, everyone, to Rapture Centric Church. I love you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you for being with us today and every day, never leaving our side. Thank you for continuing to show your love to us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your sacrifice, the ultimate price you paid on the cross for us. I love you, my sweet Lord Jesus. I pray that you have had and are having an amazing day, night. We can all at RCC and all your brides actually can hardly wait to be with you for eternity in heaven. We can hardly wait to rise up to you when you call our names, fly home with you on our chariots that you've prepared for us, or your chariot, either one will work, whether it's yours or ones you have for us, we'll take it. We just want to be with you. It doesn't matter the logistics of all of it. We're just ready to be with you, our Lord Jesus, our Elopture. We're ready for our Elopture with you. We love you so much here at Rapture Centric Church. Thank you for another day to fellowship together, since we can't be in your arms yet in person. So thank you for this day, beautiful day. We love you. I love you, Jesus. Praise you. I praise you. Praise you. Thank you for this amazing group of people, this amazing Rapture Centric Church family that you've blessed me with. You bless all of us with each other. Thank you for that. So I pray, Lord Jesus, you shower us all with your peace and with your endurance. Continue to shower us with your strength and patience and your love and your favor and blessings. Thank you for supplying our needs, as you say in your word. My God will supply all my needs according to the glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Thank you for the miracles that you do in our lives every day, known and unknown. Thank you for fighting our battles for us, that we surrender at your feet. Thank you for allowing us to surrender our battles at your feet and fighting them for us. Thank you for the armor you've provided for us to protect us, all your words that you provided for us to protect us. Thank you for all you do for us, known and unknown. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We love you. Thank you for all our blessings, all the blessings. Thank you for healing all of us that need to be healed from the top of our heads to the tips of our toes. Thank you that we are healed by your stripes, Lord Jesus, according to Isaiah. Thank you for removing all afflictions, infirmities, pain, sickness, and disease from our bodies, for our flesh was crucified on the cross with your flesh, and therefore we are new creations in Christ Jesus. And special prayers out to Geraldine and Martina. Thank you for healing them both. We know you've got this. Thank you for being with them, guiding them, showing your truth and your will for them. Thank you for opening their hearts, minds, spirits, souls to receive all this amazing stuff you have planned for them. And thank you for healing their entire bodies and letting them know it was you that did it. Because you are with them, you are healing them. Thank you for healing them, Lord Jesus. Thank you for giving them strength and endurance and patience and peace as well. Thank you for all of us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Jesus. We praise you, we worship you. All right, we love you, Jesus. I love you all, my Rapture-Centric Church. Welcome, confirm the covenant, Rapture-Centric Church. Love you. I'm going to call you covenant. Love you, Faith. Welcome. Love you, guests. Welcome. Love you, Raina. Welcome. Love you, Rosemary. Welcome. Love you, Jerry. Welcome. Love you, Carol. Welcome. Thank you, Carol, for the wonderful email you sent us today. That was wonderful. Amazing. All right. Let us put on the full armor of God, of course. Ephesians 6, 13 through 18. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And if you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with your breastplate of righteousness in peace. Breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helm of salvation, the sword of spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That was Ephesians 6, 13 through 18. And let's do Psalm 91, which I pray both of those morning and night. Morning for sure for both. And then let's see, Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 to your right hand, but it will not come near you. You only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for He acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. That was Psalm 91. Thank you, Jesus. All right. And welcome, Mama Pat, on the line. I haven't opened you up yet, Mama Pat. But I love you, Mama Pat. Welcome, and I'll open you up in just a second. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before the Lord with joyful songs. Know that He is God. It is He who made us. We are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. That was Psalm 100. That's funny because when I was opening my Bible to get to Ephesians, of course, 1 Corinthians 15 came about, which is, of course, about our little departure, a little rapture. Yes, which is amazing. Looking to, yes, here we go. Okay, I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For perishable must clothe itself with imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written, it will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks to God, He gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. And actually, that's for the rapture, of course, that we are the elopture. So we'll go a little bit before that, but praise the Lord. We're going. All of us are going. And they were just doing in chat during the praise and worship. They were worshiping in chat with the Word. A whole bunch of quotes from our lovely word from the Lord, our Lord, our Abba. And that was actually part of that, was one of them, and part of actually Psalm 100 was another one that was put in there. So let's see what's going on with Mama Pat. Welcome, Mama Pat. Love you. You're unmuted, Mama Pat, if you want to speak. And if
I was muted. I just sent you guys a video to rock you. And also Kevin Morassi just put out a message on the rapture. This video I just sent you, this little kid, 7 years old, woke up because he had God talking in his head that he says, get ready, it's time to go up in the clouds. This was only like 2 days ago, okay? And he got up because he was kind of scared. Oh, my gosh. I just got, this is incredible. Because I don't know the babes, you know?
Yes,
and then
exactly.
Kevin Morassi
yes.
has one just out. Just minutes ago. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my
yeah,
God, I'm so
cute.
Happy.
Yeah, I watched it the other day. He was afraid because he wasn't sure who this voice was telling him.
Two of them, yeah.
He was telling him all this, like you were just saying. He was telling him about that he was mm-hmm. coming and all this, I think fireballs or something about fire was coming down. And
No. Just to come up in the clouds and tell your parents. This is different. Maybe this is a different one. This is just out.
It's the same.
Oh, it is? The trucks on the car, the little trucks on the table.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know about fireballs, but when he was saying that, tell your mother and father that, and tell all your brothers and sisters and their brothers and sisters and moms that it's time to go up in the clouds. It's so
cute.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, thank you. I've watched some of your videos. Like, I watched
adorable.
Yeah, there are three little, there's this one channel, the three little ones are, like, I think the oldest is 12, but all of them get words from the Lord, and the one boy seems like he's always getting one about fireballs and stuff, so I'm just,
Yeah, this was different. This one, he's just talking, Jesus was a loud voice, and the Father, the guy, he used to call him God, was a soft voice. And Jesus was the one yelling, not yelling, but talking loud. Get ready to go up in the clouds. It's time.
yeah, he was. That was adorable.
Oh,
and definitely.
My
oh,
gosh.
From the mouth of babes, definitely. Yeah, I watched that
seven
one. 7 years
old.
So
and then
sweet.
Kevin
yeah,
had
he was
one
so,
out.
Yeah, he was afraid. He wasn't sure what this voice was. So he
gosh.
Had to go in dad's room and told him what the voice said. But yeah, it was definitely
wow.
him. And I just watched a message, actually, because about that very subject, about the Lord saying how
mm-hmm.
that there's so much fighting, YouTube video fighting about, no, God didn't say that. This is what the Bible says. And, you know, it's...
Oh,
know,
I know. Right. I know. Right?
So much infighting between YouTube brides
yeah.
that God put out a message. Is like, since you adults basically can't get together, I'm putting it in the mouth of babes because they're innocent.
Yes, absolutely. I just listened to it 2 minutes ago before you put me on. I'm saying, I got to get through this video. She's going to put me on soon. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And then 7 hours ago, Kevin Morassi, I have it on. I can just send it over to you guys if you don't want me to read it. But it's just about, just the one paragraph. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
He says, vision of the rapture of the bride of Christ being at hand. On the 18th of February 2016, in a shocking and a very heavy vision, a supernatural dream of the Lord God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, the Lord presented before me somebody that he had sent to speak with me. This is Kevin talking. The person then told me, the way things are going on earth, I think the rapture is this year. It really has to be this year. And then he just, so that's, you know, he was very surprised, you know, touched by that this person was sent to tell him this, you know. And then it just goes on to say, remember, nobody knows the day or the hour except the Lord God Almighty, Abba Father. So this vision of the Lord has in no way broken the guideline given in that word of the Lord, neither does it have anything to do with the date setting. So the message that the Lord was essentially passing across, as was imparted in my heart from this communication of the Lord, is that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to rapture his bride is at hand. It could be this year, but can also be another different year. This person that the Lord presented in the vision was essentially thus sent to ask the people and the nations of the earth whether they are getting ready for the rapture of the bride of Christ, and whether were it to occur this year or another different year, will they be found ready, having prepared the way for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? In other words, the Lord is asking us whether we were he to come now, are we ready for his coming and the preparing of his coming? And I got to say, yes. So is the rapture this year or another year? I don't know. Only the Lord knows. You and me just need to prepare all the time by embracing repentance for the forgiveness of our sins through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and turning away from a lifestyle of sin and thereby walking in righteousness right before the Lord by following the ways and the requirements of the Lord, holiness set apart for the glory and honor of the Lord, truth according to the word of God in the Bible, and complete surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ in preparing the way for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to take to heaven his faithful sons and daughters. The Lord is thus essentially triggering preparation and preparedness on the part of the bride of Christ. So are you preparing the way for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you be among the bride that the Lord Jesus Christ will come to pick and take to his kingdom in heaven for the wedding supper of the Lamb? Let us therefore prepare the way of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to take his bride, the Holy Church, for the wedding supper of the Lamb in heaven, because time is absolutely over. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. The time to repent and prepare the way of the coming of the Lord is now. Tomorrow may be too late. Shalom. So my goodness. So that's what he was saying. Wow, there was something else to hear. I can send it over to you guys. You can read it. But basically, the thing is that, see, that's the second one now. Prepare. That's what Jesus told this little kid. Prepare, get ready, because you're going in the clouds.
Yeah, amen.
She was so excited. She says, oh, wow. She says, I'm ready. I said, yeah. It's precious.
I think Miss Mama Pat, I just said it's you and I, but that's not true. It's you, Jesus, Holy Spirit, Abba, Father, and I that are on the phones right now.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. This is so great.
They're listening.
See, out of the mouths of the babies, a seven-year-old doesn't make this stuff up.
No,
he could hardly just about, you know, and he was scared because he didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
But his father knew he would tell, you know, God knew he would say something. Because kids, they just from the heart, you know, they just do.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that was so great.
Let's see. Carol says, I truly believe we're proofing this year, too. The urgency is super strong. We all feel it. The Spirit is alerting us. We are about to be resurrected for the third day has arrived, the day of the resurrection of our bodies from mortality and immortality. And then Rosemary said, yes, can feel it tonight here. And Rosemary also said, out of the mouth of babes. That's awesome. Speaking of Rosemary, she was given an amazing vision about me, which...
Oh!
Yeah, so I'll share what she sent me. My whole thing is just, in faith put in, your sons and daughters will prophesy, young men. Your young men will see visions. And she also put in a song... Which actually, I'll play the song first because we were just talking about In the Air, and she put in a song In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins, which we happen to have in here because it's in the air. We're going home. So here we go. And then I'll read what she told me.
Thank you.
This is the vision Rosemary had of me given by the Lord, given her by the Lord. She had a vision of, she saw me standing holding a microphone, milling around. I'll write, this is what she said. This is what she wrote. This is about me. I saw you standing holding a microphone, milling around you was a large group of people in a casual setting outside with trees in the background. You were wearing a neutral tan-colored blouse and skirt with sparkles here and there. Standing a little beside and behind you was Jesus, smiling and looking at you. He was dressed in a formal black suit. You were receiving awards in America for producing films that helped change America's viewpoints on good and evil and helped clean up the government big time. You and Jesus collaborated on this. Jesus was smiling not only because he was proud of you, but also because you helped him clean out the old government to make way for his new government, new American government. I have the impression your films were powerful, something only you and Jesus could make, and he was appearing in them without people knowing who he was. They were documentaries, but nothing like any one ever produced. People's lives were changed instantly by watching. These films helped overpower the Illuminati and topple the NWO, the New World Order. And she says, it's true, not making this up. As I was shown this, I was opening a box of dark chocolate graham cracker star cookies with sprinkles. She said, it's true, it's not a metaphor. They might as well, she forgot to tell me that the documentaries connected with the awards deal with the environment, cleaning up the earth, truly restoring America. As she once was, back to the time Native Americans cared for America. So thank you, Rosemary, for sharing that with me. That's amazing. Uh-huh. My only thing was, wait a second. Am I glorified? I pray that I don't want to stay back on Earth. I don't want to be left behind. I want to be able to be eloped with first, with my family, RCC fam. I want to go to the Elopture and then hang out, and then I don't mind but I want to be glorified. I want to be able to go with you guys, be glorified, hang out, and then come back and do this. I'm like, when is this happening? Because I don't want to be doing this in flesh, like having to wait, because this sounds like a while. Like, we want to go now, right? You know? That was my that was the vision she shared with me, which is cool. I would love to act with Jesus and be with Jesus and helping with that. So it's because it's kind of like. And Rosemary said, glorified, go back and forth to heaven. That'd be awesome. Because I was like, now is when all this is happening, of course, while we're still here. But then the bride and Elopture bride are taken away. And then it's just like the LBs. And so just trying to figure out the whole timing of it. And I'm like, wait a second. Because then millennial reign, they will just be Jesus. So. And she said, getting ready to restore, to get Jesus ready for his reign on earth. So, anyway, thank you. I would love to produce things and do things, films and stuff with Jesus.
I'm sure you will.
I love to act and do all that stuff. I just want to be glorified. And I want to be able to go back and forth to heaven, like go to heaven and help out with the babies, because that's what I thought I was going to be doing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we can have many, many duties. And then fly back down, produce a little film with Jesus, and then fly back up to heaven, hang out, do whatever with the babies, and then fly back, do another film.
Don't forget the cupcakes.
Yes, yeah, make some cupcakes.
To go with the pizza.
Yeah, have a little pizza, a little cupcake action in heaven, and then go
back down. I'll be looking for you. Where's dessert?
Yeah, the timing.
She's down making a film with Jesus.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Hold off.
Give her 5 minutes.
Yeah, Mama Pack can make them.
Yeah, give me the recipe. Do all the cooking.
Or Judy. Judy likes to bake. Judy can make them. Judy's
going
to be
sure
down
I
kicking.
Can.
Judy's going to be down kicking some demon button on Earth too. So, but she can fly.
I'll keep you all fed.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Oh,
so, thank you for sharing those things. Do you have any other stuff you wanted? Did you anything else you wanted to tell us, or nothing?
No,
new?
That's just. I'm so excited. Just before I came on the show, she sent me the videos and Kevin's message. So I was like, "Yo, ready to go? Time for the poof. The poof
yeah,
is upon us."
That's awesome.
Oh, I'm so happy. Yeah, a lot of people are happy because you're right about the people fighting on the videos. I mean, it's ridiculous. Oh my goodness, it's terrible.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, exactly. I'm like, come on. This my opinion is like, wait, because you said a lot of these people have words that they get from the Lord themselves. I'm like, so are you saying that what you're saying? is false too, then, if you're saying the people that had things that you don't agree with are false, you know.
Somebody ain't getting it right.
Like, it's from God. You can't tell me that this person didn't get that message from God because you weren't there. You don't know.
Right,
you,
you can't judge.
I don't know if they confirmed it and you know, tested the spirits before they put the message out. You know, and same for you. You're getting messages from God. So obviously God is speaking to you, so God can't speak to somebody else.
Right.
Like, I mean, that's how our Bible was created, by God speaking through people his words.
Mm-hmm. Inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, exactly. So the Holy Spirit, it's like, just because you don't believe in, like, a lot of people are, like, questioning the Lobsher and the 144 about, no, it says strictly Jewish men in the Bible, you know, and it's like, and the Lobsher, no, it doesn't say anything, it's not biblical, it doesn't say anything about that in the Bible. So it's like, these are new mysteries. This is like, the Bible's been written. This is like, to me, it's like God is writing the new part, like new chapters of the Bible to add to the Bible for the bride, because there's nothing really, you know, about any of that. And you know, in reading, it's like, and clearly in my reading of it, the 144, obviously people in our group, our RCC, were told they're part of that. And not everyone has all the pieces. It is a puzzle. It's a mystery. And there are deeper mysteries within the word. As we hear, as Rosemary's been getting downloads, these are all mysteries. Mm-hmm. Things are being revealed now. So it's like, you can't mm-hmm. say that they're not. Just every bottom line to me is like, we'll find out when we get there. Who's right? Who's wrong? God is always right. It is God's word. And so we'll find out who's right or wrong when we get there. It really doesn't matter. All we know is Jesus is coming to take us now.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That doesn't matter, the logistics. We'll all find that out soon.
Yes, soon.
As Rosemary said, you are correct, Hannah. New chapters are being written right now. And then Faith says, he's not going to give all truth to one. We work together to put it together. Yes. I think we're going to be surprised instead of many being incorrect, they will be correct and part of a puzzle. I agree that they're just pieces of the puzzle, and maybe they're not being put together properly. I believe people do hear from the Lord. It just be, and some of it, you know, maybe, and a lot of times people do hear from the Lord, but then they start listening to their flesh and interjecting some of their flesh, which would be the enemy. You know, that's why we have the gift of discernment, and that's why you go to God for everything. You ask the Lord yourself what's true. And supposedly they did, and they're like, nope, you know. But I don't necessarily, yeah, maybe they did. I'm sure they did. But, you know, another thing with my thinking is, just because you weren't told that, that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. That means it's not for you. That means it's not something that's God is revealing to you yet. That's revealed for this person, because as we know, not all the brides are going to be Elopture brides. Some of them are just going to be Rapture brides. So if the Elopture wasn't revealed to you, then that means you're not an Elopture bride for whatever reason. Not that we are better than anybody else. We're all brides. We all love the Lord the same. This is just written chapters for us that we don't know about, that we're just finding out about a long time ago at our birth. So, I mean, who knows? Only God knows why some are this and why some are that. Another more mysteries. So just because you weren't revealed that doesn't mean it's not true and that you're preaching false gospel, or, you know, it's crazy. And like the 144, it's, to me, in rereading it, it's clear that the 142, there are two 144s mentioned in Book of Revelation. It's clear that one are the sealings of the sons of Jacob, the 12 tribes of Israel. That's clear. But it's also clear that the other 144 is a different group of people, the ones that didn't defile themselves with women, which is the church, you know, and all that stuff. To me, that's another group of meaning, could be the bride, whoever he chooses to be part of that group. So That's my thinking. I mean, go to God with everything, of course, but
yes.
I mean, all of us, all of us in RCC know what's been revealed to fellow members, and we know that that's truth. You know, we know that God has revealed it to them. We're not saying, oh, no, that's not true, because a lot of us have been told we're going to be CBs, comebacks, and some are staying in heaven. What do we call those? I forget what we call this, the ones staying in heaven. But the CBs are the comebacks. But the ones staying in heaven have their duties in heaven. So, anyway, there are. Let's see. So, yeah, I just don't understand the fighting. I'm like, just give it to God. Just because you weren't told this. And, yes, the Bible does say that, but there are deeper mysteries in the Bible. It just hasn't been revealed to you. And go to God with everything. Go to God with everything. Test the spirit.
Yes, exactly.
And confirmations. And there are several people on the YouTube have been told they're part of the 144, or the Elopture, or they call it the first call. We call it the Elopture. First call, you know, so it's like, obviously God isn't, you know, whatever. So I just don't understand the fighting. We're all supposed to get along, love each other. We're not supposed to judge
right.
each other.
Pray for one another.
Right. If you don't agree with something, then pray for them. If you think they're being misled, then you pray for them. You don't, like, confront them in front of everyone. You pray for them, to the Lord to reveal the truth to them, or, you know, to touch their hearts, or whatever he needs to touch their hearts for. But, yeah, we shouldn't be fighting with others. It says love. Love one another. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate. You know, all that. So, this love, we're supposed to love
one
another.
The other thing, the other thing is that before you look at any of these videos, ask the Holy Spirit to inspire you as you are watching them, so that you, if red flags go off, he's gonna set them off in you. It doesn't mean it means to pray for the person. You know, maybe there's something in there that isn't correct, but pray for the person that, you know, they do get it right, and that if the enemy is deceiving them in any way, pray for that person to be delivered, you know, from the satanic influences that might be, you know, twisting things around. They're probably a very good heart, but, you know, the Bible says that even in these days, even the elect would be deceived, you know, if they could be deceived. You know, you said, so it's so important to have the Holy Spirit in you before you read a video and before you make a video, so that you get it right.
That's exactly. You know. And, you know, harvest. Yes, and some have been told it's different harvests. Like there's the wheat harvest, the grape harvest, the barley harvest, that the rapture is representing a harvest, and that there's, you know, the first call, meaning whatever he considers the first call of, is it the barley, you know, and then the wheat or whatever. So
I'll be in the corn bowl one.
So it is biblical. I mean, biblical about the different harvests that he does. And agreed, you know, yeah, just pray. And, you know, and so I watch videos
them.
And I'm like, oh, that doesn't sit well with me, what they said. But other parts of it,
hey,
I'm like, oh,
it might,
fine.
Yes, yes.
If it's fine, and then other parts don't sit well.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think, oh, they're false prophet. I just think, oh.
No, just pray for them. That's all.
Glad on this part.
The idea
is to get
people away from Satan. You've got to get them away from Satan. That's what I'm thinking, you know, because some people, maybe they are a little deceived, but they're of good heart. But you got to pray that the Holy Spirit will zog them and get them and straighten them out, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, even as I was reading something really fast in Chelsea. Okay, oh, and then Rosemary, in addition, said no chapters being written right now, is what Rosemary said. She said, we need a new Bible for new church. So, yes. And then Faith says, there are so many levels and jobs and service to restore the new earth. We will be busy, but we will love it because it will be desires of the heart. And then she said, I'm pretty certain that I have a particular group to save in the harvest. Nice. Very nice.
Mm.
So, yeah, we've all, you know, Lord is speaking to all of us. It's just whether we hear him correctly, you know, and, that's why you pray, exactly. Prayer.
Just pray for everyone. you know, don't judge, just pray. Because if you really love, one of your prayers for people are going to be that the Holy Spirit removes satanic influence from them. Free them up from the enemy, you know? Free
yeah,
them up from
amen.
The enemy's influence.
Line, we'll find out when we
yeah.
get there. Bottom line, love each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
And talk to the
pray.
Lord, pray to God,
mm-hmm.
and just love another. We're all in the same boat. We all know Jesus is coming. That's
yes.
the bottom line. Like I said, bottom line, Jesus is coming, and he's eloping with some. He's marrying others, and, you know, so it's all happening. It's all going to happen. That's the bottom line.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
we're all going one way or
huh?
another.
And you don't want to like come
be left behind.
Another, as mm. because as far as we don't want to lose our crowns. Like I don't want to lose my crown. You
no,
know?
Of course
so
not.
People, you got to be careful and not walk that fine line. You know, you want to stay. Trying to do the best you can for the Lord and being obedient. I mean, we're all sinners.
Yes.
We all screw up. But hopefully, you know, and we just have to ask for forgiveness and try not to do it again. But hopefully, if you screwed up, you realize it and you ask for forgiveness before it's too late, before the right.
And you make the effort not to do it again. God has to see the effort that you make, that you're not
right.
going to commit the same offense to him again. I mean, you just can't confess it and then la-di-da long.
Yeah, then I'm going to do it
that's
again.
That's not
going to yeah.
fly in his face at all. You can't be
yeah.
a hypocrite, you know.
Right. He knows the heart. So he knows if you're,
yeah.
if it's intention of you
true or not.
Really are sorry that you did it and didn't mean to do
right.
it.
Right.
And if you just like, whatever. It's
no.
just a few years saying words or if you really mean it. So, anyway. No one else has
right.
called in, Mama Pat. It's just you.
Honey,
and
if you want to end it up, it's okay. I just wanted to share those goody things on flying, so, you know.
Appreciate it. And, yeah, will you send that Kevin Morassi one?
I'll send Kevin to all of you guys. I'll send them. I'm going to do it in just a second. Yeah, when we hang up, I'll do it.
Perfect.
Because it's good. There's more. There's a couple more paragraphs, but you guys can just read that. But the general gist is, like, get prepared to fly in the sky, ITA. Very exciting. See, when it comes from a kid, I mean, it's like you really perk up, you know? You
mm-hmm.
really do. Like, I love what you said, though. All these people fighting, and God says, I'm going to fix you good. I'm just going to come out of the mouth of a babe.
Oh, exactly. That
you'll listen. Now you'll listen. 7-year-old says, I'm coming. You better get ready, 'cause